My guest today is Bobby Broom, guitarist and composer for All Seasons. His love of jazz flows through his fingers and resonates on his six strings. The guitar is a perfect outlet for his artistic sensibilities and his amazing music. Altogether an amazing guy, I would say. How are you, Bobby?
I'm fine, Marion. How are you?
I'm feeling all the better for seeing you sitting here opposite me, and we're going to chat a little bit. I didn't know you lived in Chicago.
Yes, it's been for quite some time now. I left New York in about 1984 and moved to the Midwest.
From some part of Harlem where you were born.
Yeah, I was born on, I grew up on 135th Street and Lenox Avenue in the Lenox Terrace Apartments for the first 7 years of my life. And then my family moved to the Upper West Side. So I spent my growing years there by Central Park on Columbus Avenue and 95th Street. It was a great place to grow up.
Yes, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Now you're in my second home, Chicago. Of course, my husband Jimmy was from Chicago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And, he was part of a group called the Austin High Gang.
Trumpet player.
Yes, right? Trumpet player.
Yeah.
Bud Freeman, Davy Tuff, all those guys. So I love Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great city, very livable. Very much a hustling and bustling place, although, you know, nothing is quite like New York.
No.
But that's okay. As I've gotten older, I'm just finding that, I've done this New York thing, and it's in my blood. It runs very deep, but I don't need it.
What, New York, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've had that, so now you can sort of settle down and enjoy Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, enjoy life. And fortunately, I'm still very active musically. And I'm okay. I can get here on a plane in an hour and a half.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
If the plane is on time.
Yeah, right. How about that?
Well,
leave early.
All we have to do now is get into some music.
And all right.
And, of course, we'll have our bass player, Gary Mazzarapi, play on this one. Your pleasure?
Let's do the Beatles song, Can't Buy Me Love.
Okay. When I read about you, things you've done, and of course, to me, one of the greatest things is playing with Sonny Rollins. Was that fun?
Oh, it still is fun.
Do you do it now?
Yeah, I rejoined his group in 2005 after, many, many years. I think the last time I worked with him before that was in the late 80s. Maybe 87 or something like that, 89 perhaps. But he kind of gave me my start in this in this field. Yeah, among some others, you know, I, as a teenager, I wound up playing a bit with Al Haig. He used to play at Gregory's over on the East Side.
Right, I remember that.
Yes, him and Morris Edwards on bass. And I wound up, one of my mentors took me to a club one night, and I wound up sitting in with Al, and he extended an invitation ongoing to come play with him at Gregory's whenever I want. So, you know, I was there like 3 or 4 nights a week, and I had my little curfew. I had to be home by midnight, but as long as I had my homework done, I could go. And Morris Edwards lived in the neighborhood, and he would come and pick me up, or I would walk to his house, and we'd go and do Gregory's, and I'd play with Al from the moment I got there till, you know, 11:45, hop in a cab. And
you probably learned some new tunes.
Oh, I
then.
Probably learned a bunch of new tunes. Yeah. He'd say, do you know this tune or do you know that tune? And sometimes I'd fib, and sometimes I'd kind of, you know, maybe I'd heard something. But he was very confident in me. He'd always say, well, you just listen to a chorus and come in when you feel like it. Such a nice man.
Yeah.
But so those were the kinds of opportunities that were available to me. And Sonny was another one, something like that. He heard me play when I was about 16. And one of his musicians suggested that I go and audition or play for him at a rehearsal. So I did. And Sonny gave me a job on the spot, which I couldn't do because I was in high school. You know, he wanted me to go on the road. I couldn't do that. But so he said, well, I'll call you, you know, when I come back to town. And I thought, oh, fine. He'll call me to say hello. I didn't know what he meant, you know. So he called me with this gig at Carnegie Hall of all places. Yeah. So, and we've had a relationship ever since. He hired me about 4 years later, after I'd gone off to college and started on my career in earnest, he called and invited me to join his band, which I did for 4 or 5 years and went on from there.
You've done some wonderful things, and you worked for 5 years with Dr. John.
Yes, and that was a really a learning experience, because the New Orleans culture is so, so rich in all ways, food, music. And I wasn't really that aware of the rich musical legacy that extends through jazz, through rhythm and blues, and into rock and roll, early rock and roll. And Dr. John is the keeper of the flame of a lot of that. And so I got a lot of lessons in you know, part of American culture that I wouldn't have been aware of otherwise, you know, very blues rooted music. But he's well-rounded, you know, we played standards and all kinds of things. Yeah.
And now you've got your own trio.
I've got my own group. The Bobby Broom Trio, for lack of a better title at this point. And we have plans on recording again. And I also have an organ trio that I've been working with for some time now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we just started recording, though, we did our first CD in 2004. And the group is called the Deep Blue Organ Trio. And we just made a new record called Folk Music.
You're a busy man.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Well, now, how about you as the composer? We haven't heard that so far. And I know you write beautiful songs.
Well, I appreciate it. I try to keep writing. I don't do it as often as I should, perhaps, but I've got a few songs that I like to play. So I'm going to do one that's called Coming Home. I wrote it a while ago, and we just recorded it, though, on Song and Dance. So I think I'll play that.
It's a nice title. Tune has to be great.
We'll see about that. Thank you.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.